Okay, this is our third episode of the Easy Introduction to the Rambam, and we are looking at Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah of the Mishneh Torah. So here we go. We're going to be discussing the mitzvos of law of God and awe of God. And we'll also start our discussion on angels. So the Rambam starts off as follows. He says, "Hakel hanichbad v'hanora hazeh mitzvah lahavo ulira oso." It is a mitzvah to both love and have awe of God. Many people mistakenly translate nora, sorry, excuse me, the mitzvah ulira oso as fear of God. There's actually no mitzvah to fear God. God, fearing God is a state of being, but it's at a lower level, as the Rambam will explain later in his Hilchos Tshuva, his Halachos of Repentance. But the mitzvah is not fear of God, but awe of God. So this great God, who's awesome, there's a mitzvah to love him and to have awe of him. Shnei Emar, the Rambam quotes two verses, two psukim. You shall love your God, and he says that you shall have awe of your God. Okay, so those are two separate mitzvot. The first again is to love God, and the second is to have awe of God. The Rambam then goes on and explains how one accomplishes these mitzvot. When it comes to having, let's say, wearing tefillin or lighting Shabbat candles. So when the Rambam discusses how to fulfill those mitzvot, it's a very practical and technical way that you fulfill the mitzvot. When it comes to the mitzvot of love of God, and when it comes to the mitzvot of awe of God, so that seems a little more difficult because chances are it's not going to be a technical instruction. Rather, it's going to be a more philosophical. And more dealing with one's psychological state of being than it has to do with one's physical accomplishments. And for that matter as well, the mitzvah is not going to have let's see, put it this way, the mitzvah is not going to have a step-by-step achievement or some level of where you've reached the accomplishment of the mitzvah. So here's how the Rambam states. He says, "V'heichi haderech lahavaso v'yiraso." What is the path to attain the love and awe of God? How does one achieve that path? So the Rambam says, "B'sha'a sheyizbonen ha'adam b'ma'asav u'brayov ha'niflaim ha'gdolim v'yira mehen chachmaso she'ein la'erech v'lo keitz." When a person begins to study the Rambam's, the Torah, and he starts to see, not just the Torah, but he essentially studies God, he studies the world around him, and he sees the actions of God, he sees the creations and how wondrous they are, and he looks in and sees the wisdom that it has. Really, it's infinite. It has no boundaries to it, and it has no end. When we begin to study, we've all had this epiphany before in our minds, that we begin to study God's creations. Let's say, imagine we're studying biology, and we begin to realize how intricate and detailed all of the biology that we're studying is. When we begin that path, at a certain point we realize, wait a minute, this is different than anything I studied before. There seems to be no end to this wisdom. At that point, that's when a person begins to realize, so at that point he begins to love. There's a certain attraction to the wisdom that he's studying. It's a full-fledged appreciation, and that appreciation goes to such an extent that it turns into a love. He praises, and he mifa'er, like he makes beautiful. He glorifies the wisdom that he's reading. He starts to understand that this is different than anything he's approached before. Sometimes people are into politics, some are into sports, some are into different areas, and while they're while they're into those areas, they don't. There's never this epiphany of, wow, this is amazing. There's a finite amount of wisdom it takes to understand all that there is to understand about politics. There's a finite amount of wisdom that it requires until a person is really fully fledged in understanding sports. But when you begin to study the creation, and every scientist can attest to this, when you begin to study science, you begin to realize that there is absolutely no end to the amount of knowledge and wisdom. And then once you have that appreciation, and once you begin to praise the area and you begin to glorify the area, you begin to have a tremendous desire to understand God. That's when that first that epiphany begins to turn into, I really want to understand this, I really want to accomplish, I want to achieve in this area. And that's what David HaMelech, King David, referred to when he said, Samanafshi Elokim HaKelchai. He says, my thirst, my soul thirsts for the understanding of this God. So the love of God begins once the study of God's creations, the study of the physical world, the study of the chemical world, the study of the biological, all of God's creations, the physical phenomena, the world around us. Once we begin to study that area, so then we begin this great appreciation. We begin this great thirst for more knowledge. And that's the love of God. That's where the love of God begins. It begins with this appreciation of study. And the love then turns into a great desire to understand more. And then the Rambam now switches. He transfers to the next mitzvah. When you begin to think about these areas, when you contemplate what you have studied in the creation, so then he takes a step back. He begins to realize that what he's studying is something more than what he's used to. This is something he realizes, I've approached greatness here, and he takes a metaphoric step back in his study. When we begin to study an area, so we study this area, and we begin and we have a fantasy of ambition, of accomplishment. We begin to think of, I could accomplish here, I could really achieve, and I could master this area. And whether it be the world of literature, the world of art, whatever it is that you're set yourself to accomplish, you begin to realize that expertise is not that far from you. You're able to achieve that expertise. But here, when it comes to God's creations, at a certain point you begin to realize, I'm not going to be able to achieve, I'm not going to be able to accomplish everything. I have to take that step back. And that's what happens once you have the love and the desire. You first set out to accomplish, and you first set out to achieve it all. And then you begin to realize that I'm not going to be able to. And you realize that you've approached an area that's finite, and when you first understand that this area is infinite, you still have that fantasy, that mirage of being able to accomplish and to be able to achieve and to master. But then, once you begin to think about it a little more, and you begin to contemplate exactly what you've begun, you begin to realize that there's no way of mastering this area. You cannot become the expert in God. It's too infinite. The amount of knowledge is too great to in a lifetime, or even in many lifetimes, for a physical form to be able to achieve this great knowledge. And then another emotion sets in. V'yifacheh, you begin to be scared. It intimidates. This amount of knowledge begins to intimidate a person. They begin to realize that this is way too much for me to fathom. And then I realize if it's too much for me to fathom, why is it too much for me to fathom? Why is it, right? And you begin to get scared. because you realize your own limitations. When man has that fantasy of achievement and ambition, he begins to think that he's able to accomplish everything, begin to master everything, because he has that confidence that he has a value, he has a worth in relation to the universe. But then, when he realizes just how small he is, that sets in fear, and that's what the Rambam says next. V'yodea shehu b'riya ketana shefela afela omedes b'das kala me'uta lefnei tamim deos. He begins to realize that he is a little creation, insignificant, and stands with the lowest amount of knowledge in front of the greatest one of knowledge. When you begin when you first begin to study an area, you generally compare yourself to your colleagues and to your peers. Who else is with me in the classroom? That's who I compare myself to. And at times, there will always be somebody who you are smarter and more clever than. And you begin to have a sense of accomplishment. You realize, okay, I could achieve here. I could become that expert, and I am somebody. My knowledge does count. I've achieved a great amount of knowledge, and I have an even greater path in front of me and potential to achieve even more knowledge. But then you realize that you're nothing. You're standing here, knowledge, and not that you shouldn't have a sense of confidence and self-worth, but in comparison to God, you realize that the amount of knowledge that you're studying makes you incredibly, incredibly small and incredibly finite. And that's Kemo Sheamar David, Ki Era Shemecha Ma'asa Etzbosecha Ma'enel Shki Tizkerenu. It's what the Rambam again goes back to King David, and he says, that's when he realizes, he says, I look at your great name and what the product of your fingers, and I realize, what is man that he should even be mentioned? When we compare ourselves to God, so we realize that we are so small and so insignificant, we don't even merit achievement, right? We merit no achievement. We merit no worth of being mentioned. And that's the idea of ma'enosh ki tiskerenu. What is man that he should even be mentioned? We shouldn't even be mentioned. And that's the Rambam. He says, l'fi dvar me'el, the Rambam now introduces. He says, ani mevayer klolim gedolim emaisa ribon ha'olamim. I will then introduce to you, I'll clarify some general principles of the creation of what God has created. In order, kedei shiyeh pesach lemevin la'ohev es Hashem, so that there'll be a way that a person who does understand things can begin to love God. Like the Chachamim said when it comes to love, shemitoch kach ata makir mi shamar v'ayolam. From this amount of, from the knowledge, in this way, you begin to realize who it is that created the world. And so let's go back, because this is a complex area. One would think that the mitzvah of love and awe of God wouldn't be so difficult to achieve, and wouldn't be so difficult to explain. But in reality, what we're seeing is that it actually is a complex area. Because love of God is not a mere feeling where I say, wow, look how great my life is. Look how healthy my family is. Look how well I'm doing. And a person begins to say, okay, you know what? I can go ahead and I can... Love of God is just a feeling of appreciation and thanks to God. And I walk into a shul and I realize how great things are around me, and I begin to pray, and I have a love of God because I feel connected to God. But as the Rambam will clarify in his laws of tshuva, his laws of repentance, love, al pi hadea tia ava, according to the amount of knowledge of God that you have, is how much love of God you will have. So it's not just a mere feeling. The attraction that a person has towards God, that sense of I want to get closer and closer to God, that stems from studying God. That stems from studying God's creations. when I study God enough, when I begin to, so then the first thing that happens is I have that attraction to God. Miyad hu ohev, the Rambam says, immediately begins to love God, right? That's that first stage, because it's from the knowledge of God that I truly have a level of love and attraction towards God and His wisdom. And that's the idea that the Rambam is positing here. And then I begin to have, the Rambam says, a great desire, a great feeling of attraction that I want to understand more. But then once I do begin to contemplate what exactly it is that I'm studying, once I begin to understand, then I have this sense of I have to step back, because I realize just how great this level of knowledge is and just how great it is that he who I am studying is. That's the next level, and therefore the Rambam says that you have an immediate, right, you all begin to recoil, you begin to step back, and you have fear because you realize how small you are, and that level of humility, where I realize that I am a small individual, that is where I then go ahead and I have that sense of awe comes in. Right, so it's the first is the level of love, where I have an immediate attraction and I desire to know God even more, and study more, and that's still when I'm in that fantasy of ambition of accomplishment. But then once I begin to realize the awe, and how great God is, and the awe sets in, that love is tempered somewhat by the awe. And those are the two mitzvahs. So in order to accomplish the two mitzvahs, what one has to do is one has to study the creation around them. And then the Rambam says, he goes on, and we're going to start in 1 second, Halacha Gimel Bli Neder, and start understanding exactly what it is, the creation around us. So let's begin. Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu ba'ol almo. This is Halacha Gimel, Halachas Yisod HaTorah, Parak Beis, Halacha Gimel. Everything that God created in the world, nechlak l'shalosh chalakim, are split into three different categories. Mehen burim shehem mechubarim migolam v'tzura, v'hem havayim v'nisadim tamid kama gufos ha'adam v'habehema v'tzmechim v'hamatachot. Okay, so the first category of God's creation are things that are made of both matter and form. They come into existence and they die. Okay, that's just like all creation that we see around us, whether it be ourselves, human beings, or animals, or vegetables. Right, they're created, and then they die. The second category is says umehem burim shem mechubarim migolam v'tzura aval ena mishtanim miguf leguf umetzura letzura kama harishonim eletzurasam kavua liolam. Okay, so the second one also has some matter and some form. Okay, but they don't change from one form to another like human beings or like animals, like things that we had in the first category. Okay, but rather this is like we're talking about the planets and the stars. Okay, so they're made up of different form and matter than we are, but they're different in the fact that they're not created, they don't live and die as we do. In the third category, mehem burim tzura below golal klav hem amalachim shemacham enam guf v'gvia elatzuras neferas lemizu. And the third category of things that are created are things that have form, but they don't have matter. Okay, so for instance, an angel, a malach. Okay, so a malach has no physical form like man does, but they are separate one from another. So even though they don't have form, even though they don't have, excuse me, have any mass or matter, they do have form. Okay, and that's the idea of this third category of creation. So just to review, as we end off, there is a mitzvah to love God, there's a mitzvah to have awe of God. Those are brought on by study. And then we have three categories of creations. Okay, we have three categories of creation, and those are the three different categories are, like we explained, leading to angels. Okay, have a great day, everybody.